Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. So today's topic is on master gardeners, and my guest is Diane from the Penn State Extension. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And I am so excited for this show. I think when we finally connected, I've been in this position for, it's going on 4 years now. I've always wanted to do a show on master gardeners. And I think it's because I've always loved gardening. It's near and dear to my heart. I will be honest, I don't do it now. We were talking before because of time constraints.
Right.
But I'm so excited to do the show. And do you find people are more interested now in having gardens because of the pandemic or, you know, wanting fresh foods that they actually grow?
Absolutely. You know, we saw a huge increase in the number of people gardening and for multiple reasons, too, not just because, you know, of the pandemic per se, but they wanted to do something and they have always wanted to, people like you, if you don't have time to garden, you don't have time to garden. But
right.
During the pandemic with folks working at home, it was easier to carve out time. And the Master Gardeners actually ran a series of, I think, 11 classes or free webinars during the pandemic, the first summer of it, on how to create a vegetable garden.
Right.
It was awesome.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really amazing.
And I know, you know, so you can you share with our audience, our listeners right now, how long have you been a master gardener and a little bit about your background? Because I think that is so interesting.
Oh.
I do.
Thank you. So I did my master gardener basic training in Montgomery County, and I finished in 2015. And right after that, I worked as the Montgomery County Master Gardener Coordinator for a year. And then I came to Honesdale because there was an opening. And so I've been here since then.
Great.
Yeah.
And we are glad to have you in our county now, in Wayne County. And your education background, you went to school at Penn State, you were saying?
I did. I spent a lot of years at Penn State. For those of you who know Penn State, there's the Myers Dairy on Atherton Avenue. There's a farm to the left of it. That's where I lived.
Okay.
So it was really fun. So I majored in horticulture. I have an undergraduate and graduate degree. And my work study job was to work with the then vegetable extension specialist for Pennsylvania. So I got to, you know, work at the research farms and then go on tour from time to time with him.
Wow, that is really amazing because, you know, from just what I'm hearing is you have an extensive background in gardening and more so sounds like some specialty in vegetable or produce, correct? That's
yes.
What you really like
yeah,
to do.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's not easy to become a master gardener, correct? There is training involved. Someone just can't put a sign on their front door and say, you know, I can train you to
right.
be a gardener, right?
Well, they could, but they wouldn't be a Penn State Extension master
okay.
gardener.
Okay.
So, but yes, it's a you apply to the program, and we interview you, and basically it's just a nice conversation. And the course itself, there are 18 modules. So right now, when I did the training, our classes were 3 hours long once a week. Now, they're shortened a little bit, so they're 2 hours and 15 minutes, but still, I think they're 18, there's still 18 classes. And we hold them, some counties, larger counties, hold those classes every year, and I've done three classes.
Okay.
The first one was in person, which is awesome, which is how I did it, and then the other two were hybrids. So
right because yeah. of the times that we were in at the,
exactly
you know, unfortunately.
Exactly
but hopefully maybe the next time you do it can be in person again.
I hope so.
Let's cross our fingers.
Sure.
So you do many things in our community. You work very closely with the schools. You work very closely with our Wayne County Food Pantry. So can you just talk about you know those programs that you have at one Lakeside school?
Sure. So excuse me. So there is a garden at Lakeside, and if you're familiar with the building on the right-hand side, is this fenced-in area. And that was started about 20 years ago by two master gardeners whose kids were at school there. And they were both great gardeners. And they decided to start the program. And then there was also another master gardener with them, and she's since, you know, moved to upstate. But the other two still participate on a pretty regular basis with the garden club every Wednesday after school. So those two are there, and then we have, you know, two or three current master gardeners who also go over and help.
Right, great. So. And so, and again, it's just, again, for those of you may not know, Lakeside is one of our elementary schools at Wake County. No, I know. Sometimes people think, like, where is Lakeside? Because this show actually airs just about anywhere. People can pick it up because it's, you know, you can listen to it on an app now and just be about any state in the country. But yeah, Lakeside School is one of our elementary schools in Wayne County, PA, in Honesdale. And yeah, that's a great program that they have for the kids because it's teaching them early how to garden.
Right.
You know, how to produce something from the ground up.
Right. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know?
And so that kind of comes into our next program. You have a program that you're working with the Wayne County Food Pantry and the participants in that program called Seed to Supper, right?
Correct.
And what I want to roll that into is you're going to, you know, and let me tell you, let you talk about it, but it's kind of like container gardening. Is that what you're teaching them in a way, but also giving them other tips?
Right. It's sort of both. It's a nice blend of... Because what we find is that not everybody has room to have an in-ground garden, right? So, and also as a way to introduce the program to Wayne County folks, last year we put together vegetable buckets for them. So we collaborated with the food pantry folks, with Honesdale High School Ag folks, Kayla, who works there.
Yes.
And Home Depot donated... seeds and not seeds but buckets and soil, and we made up these, you know, I call them the veg buckets, and we gave them out to folks at the different food pantries, and we talked about the Seed to Supper program, that it was coming, that we would be offering it to people. They could sign up for it or, you know, apply for it, and there's 6 classes, they're free, and you know, you get a participant manual, and the master gardeners teach the gardening part, and then nutritional experts teach the nutritional part. So it's a 2-hour class, and once a week, and you get gardening, and you also get, you know, how to, you know, read food labels and different recipes and stuff like that.
So that does sound a wonderful program, and I know we have, you know, shared that program with some of the people in our food prescription program that I've spoken about in the community once in a while. But one thing I do want to, which I found interesting when we were talking before pressing record button, there is a difference between seeds. Like, so for example, we mentioned container growing of vegetables or even produce. So what is the difference between a container seed and a regular seed? Is there, you know, and why would you need to use a special seed if you're going to do container growing versus in-ground growing?
Yeah, so I think maybe the best example would be a tomato. We could talk about a tomato.
Okay.
Okay, because in Pennsylvania, I think pretty much across the country, the most frequently grown vegetable by home gardeners is the tomato. We wait all year for it, right? And hopefully, you know, the plants survive and you get some good fruit.
Right.
So there are like 3 different kinds of tomatoes. So some get really tall, like 8 feet tall, and those are called indeterminate, because they just keep growing and growing and growing.
Okay.
So if you're growing, and it'll say on the seed packet, there's a ton of information on seed packets. So look at those before you purchase something so you know what you're getting. If it says indeterminate, you better get some way to trellis them. And there are tons of ways to trellis. And vertical gardening is pretty popular right now, too, because it saves space, keeps the vegetables cleaner, and it's easy. You don't have to bend down so much. Then... coming down from the indeterminate, there are determinate plants. And determinate grow to a certain extent, certain height, prescribed. That's how they're bred, just like the indeterminates are bred to be taller.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing about the indeterminates is they'll produce fruit all summer long. The determinants grow usually around 3 feet. So you might want to stake those as well. Mm-hmm. Staking's a good idea to keep the airflow and stuff. But so they're a little bit smaller, and they can be grown in a bucket for sure, but you probably should stake them. And with those tomatoes, you get one harvest, really, one big harvest, as opposed to all season long.
Okay.
Okay. And then you have, like, cherry tomatoes, the mm-hmm. little guys, right? And those are the ones, you know, you could just eat a million of them, and they're so good. And I personally stake all my tomatoes. Mm-hmm. But within those cherry tomatoes and other types, there are certain plants that are called container friendly. And they just have a smaller stature, a little bit more compact growth, and they are bred to be in a container.
Okay.
So they don't feel as constricted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't need all that extra room that it's, you know, kind of
right.
there.
Yeah,
contained.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So anybody, you know, I think can, just about anybody can grow them.
Right.
You know, we've seen them on fire escapes. Mm-hmm. Some mm-hmm. people have, like this friend of mine's mom grew up in Sheepshead Bay in New York, right? And she had, her garden was on their fire escape.
Wow.
And she had all these buckets out there.
And it's truly amazing. So, you know, information, I wish we had a whole half an hour to an hour to talk about all this information. You know, people listening now, and they have a group of friends or an organization that is interesting mm-hmm. to learn more about gardening. You have a speakers bureau. You can go out and talk to them about different types of gardening, maybe, you know, what to put in the soil or how to check soil, all those kind of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. We have a speakers bureau. It's a couple of years old now. And the first couple of years, the exciting thing to talk about was the spotted lanternfly.
Right.
You know, and we're still talking about the spotted lanternfly. It's still a really good and, you know, sort of timely topic, if
right.
you will.
Yes.
But we also have classes like edible landscaping, which is pretty cool. We have... just about, you know, how to start a garden. So mm-hmm. we have like vegetable garden basics 1 and then basics 2. And we can talk about if you're interested in growing, you know, not so much in the heat of the summer, but maybe you want to grow, you know, cool season crops.
Mm.
So mostly in the fall, but also in the spring, we have a class on that. We can talk about how to grow those, you know, under row covers or, you know, protect them so that they stay at a better growing temperature.
Great.
Yep.
So if someone is interested in reaching out to you to find out more information about the different programs that Penn mm-hmm. State has through the Master Gardener program, what phone number can they call?
They can call me directly. My phone number is 215-837-3120. And you Great. Know what? I'm going to spell my last name for you because my mom taught kindergarten, did I tell you this?
Yeah.
For like 20-some years. Uh-huh. And nobody could get her name right. So so my first name is Diane with one N, and my last name is Diffenderfer. So it's D as in David, I, F as in Frank, E-N, D as in David, E-R, F as in Frank, E-R.
You got it. And we will put that on the website too, so okay. people can look that up and get that if they didn't write as quickly. So Diane, unfortunately we are out of time, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it was really my pleasure.
Again, you know, if anyone's interested, give Diane a call, because they just have wonderful programs that they offer to our community through the Penn State Extension. And Diane is local right here on Park Street, right
Absolutely.
Down the road from the hospital.
Correct? Yeah, right. Doesn't get much closer.
Well, thank you, Diane. I want to, you know, I really appreciate you coming in and doing
this. Oh, it was really
today.
Fun. No, I could talk about this forever.
So. I know, right? When something, when you love something so much and you're so passionate about, and let me tell you, she's very passionate about master gardening and gardening overall. So thank you again.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure again.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.